As we continue our discussions with the virtual Living Well Health and Wellness Fair all the month of September, we have a couple special in-studio guests this morning. We have Leslie Yeager and Chris Foley. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Well, welcome to a COVID virtual September.
Interesting.
So how are you guys involved with Crossing Rivers?
I am a volunteer, a hospice volunteer, actually. It is my fifth year already. I can't believe it. How about you, Chris?
I'm a hospice volunteer and also a partner for Crossing Rivers, and I've been there many, many years, so I don't even know the amount of years anymore.
Oh, I forgot. I am a
partner,
too.
You sew with us, too, yes. You do sewing with us, too, because we have many projects and things, so you help with that.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
It is, and that's how I kind of met you more.
Right.
Well, that is so cool. So tell us about the virtual wellness tour that's going on now.
This is an explanation of Living Well Virtual Health and Wellness Fair. Living Well is a health and wellness fair hosted by the Aging and Disability Resource Center and Crossing Rivers Health. This year, the event is being hosted virtually throughout the month of September and features education and tips on a number of health and wellness topics, ranging from physical activity to financial and social wellness. Participants can also enter for a chance to win $50 each week throughout the month of September. So stay tuned for this Living Well secret word.
All right. So this week's virtual Living Well topic is social wellness. Very important, especially as we're dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic right now.
Yes.
And we are here to share a bit about the importance of community involvement and volunteerism as it relates to social wellness. So I'd just like to share a little bit about what I do as a hospice volunteer. So a little background, I got involved in hospice after my father passed away from cancer. And really at the time, my family was quite ignorant as to what hospice could offer. And my dad, Keith Kozelka, wanted to be at home. He did not want to go to the hospital. He wanted to die in the comfort of his own home. So between my mom and three sisters and I, we made that happen. It just happened to be on a Friday toward the end of his last time with us here. My mom and us talked and decided it was time to pull hospice in. And we gained so much knowledge of what they could help us out with and what they could have helped us out with. And unbelievably, that next day he passed away. But they were there with us when we really, really needed them and for weeks thereafter. And that is what drove me to investigate what hospice volunteering was. So I enrolled in a class, 16-hour course, and began volunteering as soon as I was certified. And this is my fifth year already. And I would say that I have met so many incredible people, families, volunteers. It's been so rewarding. I leave my visits feeling so fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So fulfilled. Of course, I always wanted to be a nurse, so this is my little bit of fulfillment there, although I don't do nurse duties. And I absolutely love it. I can't believe the amount of people, wonderful people I have met. It's very rewarding. How about you?
Yes, I agree with that too. I started many years ago thinking that if something happened to my family, I would know how to help everybody and would know more about hospice. And the group that offers hospice is just absolutely wonderful. And right now, lately, I've been doing tuck-in calls that we do on Thursdays to check on the patient and the caregiver to see how everybody's doing and so that they have everything for the weekend.
Oh, and I just want to add, too, as a hospice volunteer, there's so many functions you can help with. You can just be there to listen, read a book, socialize, support the family, You can get involved in the bereavement program. There's a candlelight memorial. There's fundraisers throughout the year. There's just a plethora of opportunities that you can help with. Everybody has different interests and gifts, so there's a fit there for anybody interested.
That's right.
We got Leslie Yeager and Chris Foley as in studio here with the Virtual Living Well Health and Wellness Fair running the entire month of September.
Another large part of hospital is Partners, a group that fundraises for things that are needed at the hospital. We also have Jerry's Gift Shop that I volunteer once a week, and that brings in more funds to support the hospital, whoever needs either chairs or dishes or anything that's an important part of the hospital. We also, Leslie and I make sew purple knit hats for the new infants for Shaken Syndrome, and then we make teddy bears that are either at one of our Christmas fundraisers or for the ER. We make tie blankets. There's just many, many, like she said, plethora of opportunities at the hospital that anyone would like to come, just for even for an hour.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a lot.
And it's a great group of volunteers.
And it's important for the hospital, because once you meet somebody at the hospital, you're just part of that group. You're like family.
Right. Absolutely.
As part of the virtual health and wellness event, Living Well, we invite community members to tune in this week on Wednesday, correct, for a virtual discussion about community involvement and volunteerism. I think it's about 5 o'clock on Wednesday they talked about.
Right, 5 to 6.
5 to 6, okay. A number of community organizations will be representative, and by tuning in, you just may learn new ways for living well. Are you ready for this week's Living Well secret word?
Okay.
Leslie?
Chris, what's the word?
Giving.
No cheating.
Oh.
You can't participate.
Oh, well, that took care of that gift.
So that is giving. That is for that $50 weekly prize, and then qualify for a $200 grand prize as well. Yeah. And you could enter that at crossingrivers.org, or you can call it in to the Aging and Disability Resource Center at 326-0235.